Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI. You know, there used to be a time when we called on this guy to talk exclusively college basketball, but now we can call on him to talk about anything. I mean, he was there covering the Stanley Cup Finals for the Providence Journal. Sports columnist Kevin McNamara is with us. Good morning, K-Mac. How are you?
Doing well. I appreciate you checking in on me on the cleanup day. I'm just checking all my injuries from the Stanley Cup playoffs. It wasn't easy. It was not easy.
Oh, Kev.
You know, we talked about the Chara injury, and we talked about Bergeron with the groin. How about PC's own Nola Chari. Broken sternum. Ouch.
It's amazing, and it's funny. How much abuse did the perfection line get, Boston's top line, and it seems as if all three were dealing with injuries. But that's hockey. When you're going to play hockey for 9 months a year and play high intensity playoff hockey for 2.5 months or whatever it is, you're going to get banged up, and they're really banged up. And I can only imagine what the Blues are dealing with, but they're enjoying a parade, so they'll be okay.
Well, and that's the tough part is that, yeah, you go all this way, you get to the finish line, and they don't finish it off. But I think it was interesting to hear all the cleanup day and all that kind of stuff, Kevin, with the Bruins and the injuries. But and as tight as this group sounds like it is, there, I think, are tweaks that the Bruins can make here, and I think that they need to make. I think Don Sweeney, and maybe you can speak to, you know, teams from even other sports in the past where, as good as this run was, you can't fall in love with the team if you know there's improvements that can be made. Would I be correct in saying that?
No, it's interesting you say that, Nick. To be honest, I don't watch the Bruins intently all season long. I'm one of those guys who likes playoff hockey. I do watch it in the playoffs, even if the Bruins weren't playing. That said, I'm left with, what's so great about this guy? What's so great about that guy? Well, why is Pasternak thought of as a superstar, Brad Marchand as a superstar, getting $5-6 million a year? And are they their best snipers? No question about it, they are. But who's, with the exception maybe of Bergeron, who's an all timer and probably will have his number retired one day. As far as I'm concerned, they can trade everyone else. Although I take it back, I really like the guy who made the most lasting impression on me with a great future is that Charlie McAvoy.
Yes,
as a young, build around type defenseman. Obviously, with Chara at the end of his career, the Bruins should be happy that they have McAvoy to take over as the top defenseman.
Well, I'm with you, and I think McAvoy going forward and Brandon Carlo, I think, really came on strong at the end of this season too. I think those are the two guys that you build around on the blue line. And then from there, I think you make some deals. And as good as, and you can speak to this because you watched how good the power play was during the postseason, Kevin. Bottom line is they didn't win the Stanley Cup final because they got outplayed 5-on-5. So if you have a chance to trade a guy like Torrey Krug, who's your power play quarterback and is a good player and had a couple of great plays and moments in the postseason, can you trade him to maybe beef up your forwards and get more snipers and get more guys in your top couple of lines where maybe you'll be better 5-on-5?
Well, I think maybe they need to step back and say, wow, was St. Louis an outlier in playing the way they did? Everyone told me that, that way of hockey is no longer, a winning way. Well, they just won by pounding you and pounding you and pounding you.
Right.
And playing, really utilizing the depth of four good lines and three good, sets of defensemen. And Boston doesn't want to do that. Boston wants to play the European type of hockey that they want. Guys who can really get out and go, guys like Marchand and Pasternak. Well, that's fine, but maybe in your, other lines, as your depth gets lower and lower, you really need to work on that. And they had probably their fourth line was their most productive line in the finals, which is pretty bizarre. Nola Chari's line.
Yep.
You know, maybe that's the focus of the roster building that that they'll look at in the offseason.
Kevin, switching subjects, let's go to the NBA. The draft this Thursday night. Celtics obviously sitting on a bunch of picks. I am hearing from someone that a guy that they are high on, and I don't know how you feel about this guy and how he would fit into this Celtics makeup, is Tyler Hero from Kentucky.
No, I've heard the same. They clearly need a shooting two guard. They know that their backcourt depth is weak, especially with Terry Rozier's mouth and Marcus Smart's lack of shooting ability. Those two guys were obviously key players last year, and both, you know, didn't play up to expectations. I think they also want a big guy who can score a little bit. Nick Coit's favorite player is returning.
Hey, don't put that on me, Kevin.
All right. He would be Aaron Baines. He opted in.
Yep.
If he, as he showed in the playoffs this year, he couldn't even get on the court, a coach's decision. So they need another big guy. First of all, they need to make sure that they can get Al Horford back. I would assume that that could happen with just more money. And I think they'll use their first pick, which I believe is 13, on the best big guy, 14. Scoring big guy they can. And they really like Robert Williams. I think this is a really important summer for Robert Williams. So if a combination of Robert Williams and another rookie should be able to be the backup center, and who knows what Aaron Baines is going to do besides caddy. And then, you know, but this is a team that doesn't need three first-round draft picks. They need more experience. And I'll be really interested to see, obviously, what happens with Anthony Davis and the trade market around the league. I know you guys were talking about it before. I'm of the belief that the Celtics can still get Anthony Davis and not give up Jason Tatum because the other packages around the league are going to be very underwhelming. Sure. The Lakers packages that are being talked about don't move the needle at all. So I think Boston's package and the Lakers package are going to be more competitive than people think.
Would it be not necessarily a bad thing then if they were to get Davis with a package that included Jaylen Brown, because that would free up minutes for the, you know, combination of Tatum and Hayward?
Exactly. No, there's no question. I mean, obviously, Hayward is untradeable because of his contract.
Right.
Jason Tatum, you want to hang on to. Everyone else, including a really attractive pick in next year's draft, is on the table. And I think the combination of all that, I'm not saying that it's the best combination, but it's a competitive trade package that if New Orleans is going to get rid of Davis, and certainly they should, they're going to make a trade. And whether it's a Boston's trade or the Knicks trade, or who knows? You know, that's really what to watch for around the draft.
Just switching gears to golf before we let you go, Kev. The Northeast Amateur.
This is outstanding. What's next,
Javelin? The Northeast Amateur is coming up this week at Wanamoisett. Yeah. Just, you know, this year's tournament includes Tony Romo is going to be playing. So just a little bit on this year's tournament with the Northeast Amateur, what to expect.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, guys. You know, they've always compile a really good field of the best college All-Americans. And this is one of those years, they call it a Walker Cup year. Walker Cup is the top amateur golf team event that is played in late August. So all the best guys are still kind of jockeying for spots in that team. So it's a very good field anyways. And then at the end of the field, the Northeast decided to ask Tony to come and play. And he's played in three PGA Tour events with exemptions. And he won that celebrity event out in, I think it's Lake Tahoe, whatever the name of it is. Anyways, I'll be really curious to see how he plays at Wanamoisett. You know, we've all played there. We all understand the challenge there. It's a, quote, short course for those players with just devilish greens. And we'll see if Tony Romo can play at a college All-American level, because really that's what this has become. It's become an NCAA tournament in Rhode Island every June.
If I had to guess, I mean, he will not win it, but I think he'll be maybe middle of the pack, lower middle of the pack would be my guess.
Sure.
That's my.
You know, it's par 69. I'm curious if he can break par twice, you know, four rounds, which would be a heck of an effort. I mean, a really good effort.
Right.
And obviously, anyone who hasn't been out to see the event, it's a lot of fun. It's free. There's free parking, and you can see if Tony Romo can play a little golf.
Absolutely. K-Mac, great stuff as always. Thanks for the time, pal.
You're welcome, guys. Guys, take care.
All right. Thanks, Kev.
Kevin McNamara, Providence Journal with us, Northeast Amateur this week at Wanamoisa Country Club. Tony Romo in the field.
And Aaron Baines back with the Celtics. I literally said that. We were getting on the elevator after Game 7, and I said, Kev, big news. You heard. Biggest news of the day. Aaron Baines back with the Celtics. Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks to Joe Passarelli on the other side of the glass, Laura Minicucci for putting this thing together during the week. Coming up next, Mark in Kitchen. He's Nick Coit. I'm Scott Cordishi. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Cordishi and Coit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.